The United States of America is currently the single most powerful, most prosperous nation in the world. Yet Bible prophecy says plainly that the United States' days on the world stage are coming to a close. Join us right now on Tomorrow's World as we explain the coming end of America. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. Our program today concerns the future of the United States of America. But by extension, it concerns the future of the whole world. While the events predicted by Bible prophecy will strike the United States and certain other nations in a powerful way, prophecy also says that those events will eventually grow to encompass the entire earth. Every human being in every country on every continent in the world will feel the impact of the things to come, and life on planet Earth will never be the same. During today's program, we'll also offer you our free DVD, The Rise and Fall of Britain and America. This DVD contains a three-part series by evangelist Gerald Weston as he explains the divine plan behind the rise of the English-speaking peoples of the world and what is guaranteed to be the source of their downfall. It isn't what many people think. For today, we will focus on the United States. And depending upon your perspective, the U.S. may or may not seem like a nation on the brink of destruction and desolation. Consider, by most measures, the U.S. still possesses the most powerful economy in the world, with a gross domestic product of approximately $22 trillion at the end of 2019, a level far beyond even the closest national competitors. And its military might, too, is also unsurpassed. Of course, the U.S. is also a nation experiencing quite a bit of turmoil of late. Its politics and its politicians are as nasty and contentious as they have ever been, a rage matched by many of its citizens. Newscasts regularly show scenes of riotous Antifa members, extreme alt-right mobs, and protesting college students seeking to silence opposing viewpoints with anger, fury, and even violence. Yet the real problems of the United States of America are not political or economic in nature, and there will not be a political or economic solution to fix them. Such problems are only the symptoms. Fundamentally, America's problems are spiritual in nature. The United States is staring at a future of guaranteed destruction, not because of political or economic policy, but because of the pervasiveness of national sins. And until those spiritual problems are cured, until those sins are repented of, there can be no hope for the nation. Now, what national sins, you may ask? Frankly, there are far too many to list on this short program. Our free DVD today, The Rise and Fall of Britain and America, adds additional detail. But let us take a brief survey. Consider America's current obsession with abortion. According to the Guttmacher Institute, an organization that is generally positive about abortion, more than 2,300 children were aborted in the United States every day in 2017, about one every 38 seconds. Not counting miscarriages, 18% of pregnancies in America end in an abortion. It turns out that in the United States, one of the most dangerous places for a child to be is in his mother's womb. Or consider pornography. According to fightthenewdrug.org, the United States alone produces 60% of the world's pornographic websites, around 428 million web pages. That's more than one unique pornographic web page for every human being in the country, regardless of age or gender. Then there's the state of marriage. Once understood to be a sacred and lifelong commitment between a man and a woman, and the proper place for sexual relations and the rearing of children, Marriage is now barely even a social contract. At the end of 2019, the Pew Research Center reported that more than 85% of American adults say that it is perfectly acceptable if a man and woman live together outside of marriage. In fact, 69% of American adults said that this is acceptable even if the couple never plans to marry. But how can we expect marriage to remain sacred when America is confused on every related front? From gender roles to gender identity itself, the United States is in a growing state of utter confusion. And while the United States may be able to boast about being the nation with the largest population of self-proclaimed Christians in the world, that Christian population and those Christian institutions are doing little to help. Weakened by unbiblical doctrines and approaches to the Bible that make God's word of no effect, American Christianity too often fits the end-time description given by the Apostle Paul, having a form of godliness but denying its power, as well as the accusation Jesus made to the Pharisees when he said to them, "All too well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition." As hard as it may be for some to believe, as a result of these sins and many others, seven specific curses will fall upon the United States of America, resulting ultimately in its total and utter destruction. We will begin to list those seven curses in the next portion of our program. But first, I want to give you an opportunity to get your own free copy of this remarkable DVD, The Rise and Fall of Britain and America. Regardless of where you live in the world, the devastation coming upon the peoples of the United States and the United Kingdom will impact every single human being on planet Earth. The world order will be utterly rearranged, and the planet will enter a time of suffering like it has never known before. You need to know the astonishing reason why these things will happen and what you personally can do about it. Evangelist of Jesus Christ and fellow Tomorrow's World presenter Gerald Weston discusses the reasons for these things over the course of three programs. On this DVD, Gerald Weston will explain the biblical identity of the British and American people, the source behind the rise of the English-speaking people to power and prominence in the world, and the prophetic reasons behind their coming devastating decline. These things will come on the world suddenly, catching the vast majority of humanity off guard. But that does not have to include you. Request your free copy of The Rise and Fall of Britain and America right now, and I'll be right back to begin listing the seven curses that will fall upon the United States in the days just ahead of us.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. This offer is no cost to you because it has been paid forward by members of the Living Church of God, the sponsor of this program, and generous co-workers of Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. We ended the last segment with a somber statement. Seven curses are coming upon the United States according to Bible prophecy. Now we plan to tell you exactly what those curses are. Now, the key to understanding why they are coming and how we can know with such certainty is understanding how to identify America and other modern nations in Bible prophecy. Today's free DVD, The Rise and Fall of Britain and America, is designed to help you do that, to give you the knowledge you need to begin reading these prophecies in your Bible for yourself and to apply what you learn to the modern world around us today. It is the understanding explained on that DVD that allowed this ministry to proclaim confidently that East and West Germany would reunite 37 years before the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's how we understood and proclaimed that terrorism was coming to Western nations long before September 11th. And it is what allows us to proclaim to you the biblical truth about the destruction of the United States before it happens. Anyone who wants more information will want today's DVD, The Rise and Fall of Britain and America, so you can begin understanding these things for yourself. Now, until then, let's look at what the Bible says is coming on the United States unless the nation turns and repents of its sins. Here are seven curses the U.S. will absolutely face in its future unless it turns back to the God who gave it such prominence and power in the world. While they will not necessarily happen in this order, they will happen according to God's sure word. The first curse we'll discuss today is terrorism. In prophetic words recorded as warnings to ancient Israel, yet applicable to the United States and certain other nations today, God spoke of what would occur should the nation turn against him, against his ways, and against his laws. We see in Leviticus 26 and verse 16 that God says, "I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you." The events of September 11th, 2001 grabbed the attention of the entire world as around 3,000 people lost their lives in a coordinated terrorist attack against the most powerful nation on earth. And while America and other nations have since increased their preparedness for future terrorist attacks, God's word promises that apart from national repentance, we have not seen the end. For if it is God who has appointed terror for a people, then it is only a return to God that will bring that terror to an end. Now we stopped short in that verse in Leviticus, which also mentions the next curse on our list that is coming upon the United States in the days ahead. That curse is disease. Let's return to Leviticus 26 and verse 16. "I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart." While America may have one of the most advanced medical industries on the planet, God's word prophesies that unless there is large-scale national repentance of her sins, rampant and unstoppable disease is on her doorstep. Now, of course, recent days have brought us the scourge of the coronavirus, joining a long list of new diseases to appear on the world scene and grab the attention of a worried public. But if we think this is as bad as things will get, Bible prophecy warns us that we are sadly mistaken. In Deuteronomy 28 and verse 22, God tells a sinning nation through the mouth of Moses, "The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever." When God sends such things to a land due to the nation's unwillingness to repent and change, then don't expect any cure, vaccine, or quarantine to stop it. A third national curse for disobedience described in prophecy is famine and hunger. We see God declare in Leviticus 26 verses 19 and 20, "I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit." It is hard to imagine, isn't it? A nation filled to the brim with food, as the United States is, a nation whose surplus of food has been used to feed the hungry of other nations, will be brought to a state of utter famine and hunger. I believe that there would be panic in the streets of America if its mega supermarkets were stocked with only half of the bread they normally hold. But imagine the panic if all the bread were gone. Your Bible says those days are coming for the U.S. unless it turns to God and repents of its sins. The next four curses prophesied to come upon America are even more devastating than those we've discussed so far. You need to know what they are, and you need to know what you can do about them. But before we continue, let me take a very brief break to remind you about the free DVD that we're sending to all who request it today, The Rise and Fall of Britain and America. This DVD contains three Tomorrow's World programs explaining this vital topic and detailing how these nations fit into Bible prophecy. The programs are titled The Stone of Destiny, Why Britain Became Great, and Sunset for Britain and America. The future of these nations will impact the world in a way that will change civilization forever. You need this information. Take just a moment to order your free DVD, and I'll be right back to look at the next four curses prophesied to come upon the United States.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Welcome back. It has been a solemn program today, to be sure. But God Almighty will hold us accountable if we do not sound a warning. And the coming destruction of the United States is not a matter of guesswork or speculation. It is a matter of sin, repentance, and prophecy. Let's continue. So far, we've discussed three curses to come upon the U.S. in the days just ahead of us. Terrorism, disease, famine, and hunger. A fourth curse on America described in prophecy is crushing national debt. Of course, you may say that curse is already upon the U.S. No nation in the world holds more debt than the United States. At the time this program is being created, the national debt, as reported by USDebtClock.org, was sitting at more than $23 trillion. That is enough U.S. $1 bills to stretch to the moon and back more than 850 times. Yet the U.S. currently has the confidence of the world, and its many foreign creditors don't seem to mind the huge borrowing America is doing to make good on all of its promises. But the Bible promises that this confidence will one day crumble. As Deuteronomy 28 says in verses 43 and 44, "The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail." The U.S., used to being one of the wealthiest nations on earth, will learn what is to be on the opposite end of that scale as it discovers poverty and indebtedness. It will learn the ancient wisdom of Proverbs 22 and verse 7. "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." But the national downfall of the U.S. doesn't end in the financial realm. Prophecies make plain that the United States will also experience complete military defeat. I know this is hard to fathom. Currently, the United States of America possesses the most powerful, most well-equipped, and most technologically advanced military force in the history of the world. But Bible prophecy is clear about what will occur should America fail to repent and seek its creator and benefactor. "The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth." We see a similar warning in Leviticus 26 and verse 17. "I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you." I hope you understand at this point in our program that I don't want these things to happen. I'm an American myself, and I love my country. I pray that like ancient Nineveh did at the warning of the prophet Jonah, the U.S. will repent and change, will seek its God and come under the guiding hand of Jesus Christ, future King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But if it does not, then these things are assured, including the next curse on our list. America's cities will be devastated. When the U.S. dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, the world learned just how much destruction can be wrought by a single powerful weapon. Yet prophecy speaks of a time when an unrepentant America will feel the brunt of such urban destruction, multiplied many times over. We read in Ezekiel 6 and verse 6, "In all your dwelling places the cities shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate. Your idols may be broken and made to cease, and your works may be abolished." God says further in Leviticus 26, "I will lay your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation. And I will not smell the fragrance of your sweet aromas. I will bring the land to desolation, and your enemies who dwell in it shall be astonished at it." As desolate as such conditions may sound, perhaps the most devastating of the curses to come, unless the nation repents, is the seventh on our list: slavery among the nations of the world. We see this reflected in many places, but consider this passage in Deuteronomy 28. "Then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other, and among those nations you shall find no rest, nor shall the sole of your foot have a resting place. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and anguish of soul." Passages such as verse 32 of the same chapter speak of men and women being parted from their children, never to see them again, much as what happened to so many Jews during the Holocaust of World War II. It gives me no pleasure to say these things. If anything, we say these things as a warning, as an attempt to wake the United States up to its spiritual condition. What can you do, if anything, about the days to come? Is this all there is to say about the future of the United States? There are actions you can take, and there is a silver lining to this cloud of doom and gloom. We will address those questions in the final segment of our program today. But first, let me take one final opportunity to offer today's free DVD, The Rise and Fall of Britain and America. These events are coming, and while they begin with the British descended nations of the world, they will eventually envelop the entire planet, affecting every single human being alive. You need to understand why these things are happening, why they begin where they do, what to look for as they approach, and what you and your family need to do about it. Request this free DVD, The Rise and Fall of Britain and America, using the information on your screen. And I'll be right back to show you that there really is light at the end of the tunnel.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen, or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. This offer is no cost to you because it has been paid forward by members of the Living Church of God, the sponsor of this program, and generous co-workers of Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. Today we've discussed seven curses that will come upon the United States of America unless its people repent of their national sins. terrorism, disease, famine and hunger, debt, military defeat, devastated cities, and slavery. While it may be hard to imagine some of these calamities coming upon the most powerful single nation in the world, we here at Tomorrow's World need you to realize that unless the nation repents, they're as sure as the setting of the sun. But even in the face of such difficult news, there is hope, because God loves the people of the world, and that includes those in America. Such punishment is never inflicted by Him out of callousness or pettiness, but always to produce a restoration in the end. As we read in Hebrews, "For whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives." Humbled by their experiences and ready to embrace the eternal God they had rejected, the return of Jesus Christ and the beginning of His reign will result in a restoration for the people of America and those of the other nations who felt the brunt of His fury due to their disobedience. For all of these curses and trials, God's purpose is one of love and mercy. He tells the United States and other nations very plainly how He feels toward them. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." But you and I do not have to wait for Christ's return to seek our God. Even if our nation, whatever country that may be, will not repent, there's no reason that you and I cannot. Jesus warns all of us to be mindful of our own spiritual state, knowing that He has an eye on those who are willing to go against the crowd to seek Him and His ways. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We here at Tomorrow's World are warning the United States and all the nations of the world. Whether or not our nation repents may not be something we can control, but whether or not we as individuals repent is entirely up to us. May all of us take heed. I know that we are praying that you will. And I pray, too, that you will join us again next week. Gerald Weston, Richard Ames, and I, along with our guest presenter, Rod McNair, will be right here, ready to explain the teachings of Jesus Christ, the prophecies of His coming in the kingdom of God, and the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. This offer has been paid forward by others. Get yours free today. Call toll-free now or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.